Praise the name of Jesus. I want us to quietly read from the book of Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 to 20. And it reads thus: Be aware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from the bushes, from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles. Are they? So every good tree bear good fruit, but the bad tree bear bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. It is our prayer, God, that this message will inspire us. It is our prayer today, O God, that as we hear your word, Father, that will bring change in our lives. And God, that whatever we find ourselves doing that is not right in your sight, Father, those powers of darkness will be driven away. And God, you will help us to cancel those things from our minds and focus on your kingdom. Heavenly Father, we know that we can't do them all by ourselves. We depend on the power that the Holy Spirit that help us. Guide us in the process, Lord, and let this message be a blessing to the heart of those that you are prepared to hear it. As we hear your word today, Father, let it guide our steps and let it be a blessing to the heart. Thank you now. Take your glory. Amen. Now, from the passage of Scripture read, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak to you on a thing. By their fruits, we shall know them. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20, it serves as a guiding principle in our lives, urging us to evaluate not just the word, but the action of ourselves and others. The fruit of our lives revealed the true nature of our heart. Now, someone gave an illustration that a lady went to harvest her cassava and she got more fruits. Most of them were smaller, most of them were bigger, and just among them had one big cassava. And so her attention was actually drawn to the big cassava that she can carry it, keep it, and she can use it to cook for the entire family. And so when she took the cassava home, she took the smaller one, cooked it, and ate it. Her hope was still in the bigger one, that at the end of the day, when everyone is hungry, she's going to cook it and going to eat it. At the end of the day, when she was about to cook the cassava, she began to open it up. When she cut it in the middle, she noticed that the entire cassava was rotting inside. But the surface was so good. The surface was fine. Now, many of us are like that. Our appearance are very attractive. When we stand in the midst of people to utter word, people see us as though we are angels from heaven. But our hearts become desperately wicked. Amen. As Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart of a man is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Amen. There are many people that come in sheep clothing, pretending to be good people, but within themselves, they are very violent people. Amen. And so, we need to watch out for false prophets. The outside appearance look good, but the inward appearance, all that you can see is violence, disrespect, disobedience. And so by their fruit, we can know them. Amen. Now, every good tree bear good fruit, but every bad tree bear bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. And so by their fruit we shall know them. Now, the fruit in our lives refers to our actions, our behavior, and the impact we have on others. People out there are watching us. They can identify us with Christ depending on the fruit we bear. And they can identify us with the word depending on the fruit we bear. Now, just as the tree is known by its fruit, we too are known by how we live out our faith. Hallelujah. Let us be aware that if you see an orange tree, it will produce oranges. If you see a banana tree, it will produce bananas. An orange tree will not produce banana fruit, no. The tree is known by its fruit. The same way our character shows the world who we are. And this is why we have to be prayerful and careful how we live the Christian's life. Amen. So just as the tree is known by its fruit, we too are known by how we live out our faith. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, list the fruit of a spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities should be evidenced in the lives of those who follow Christ. Hallelujah. Those that follow Christ should live a life of good example. It is good to examine our own lives. The question here is, are you producing good fruits? You are a member of the body of Christ, but are you producing good fruits? 2 Corinthians 13:5 urges us to examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. Not just living the life anyway, anyhow, and then bearing the name that you are a Christian now. Because there are consequences of our fruits. If we don't bear good fruit, God said he will cut her off. Now, Jesus emphasizes the gravity of bearing bad fruit. The tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down. This is it. The tree that does not bear good fruit will be what? Cut down. This serves as a reminder that Our actions have consequences, both for ourselves and for those around us. If we live the life anywhere, anyhow, there's consequences that we face. And sometimes it will suffer you and it will suffer people around you. Now, one thing I tell people is that a lot of people are depending on you for the future. And if you mess the future, you will mess them up as well, because they're also depending on you. If you live right and do the right thing and succeed in life, they will also succeed along with you. We live in a world today that when you succeed, you see a lot of followers hanging on you so that they themselves will succeed. But if you mess the whole life with bad characters, not much people care about you, because everyone wants to succeed in life. Amen. Have we asked ourselves, what legacy are we leaving behind for others to follow? Is this legacy we're leaving behind for other people to follow? And so it is my prayer that we strive for the kingdom of God, to do the right thing. Are we contributing positive to the world, or are we causing harm? Amen. I want to encourage you today, as followers of Christ, we are called to bear good fruit. This means living out our faith through the act of love, kindness, and service. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 also encourages us to let our light shine before others so that they may see our good deed and glorify our Father in heaven. Our fruit should point others to Christ. Hallelujah. It is not just living for yourself, but living for others as well. Because as you live the life, others want to follow your legacy. You will reproduce other people as well. And so I want to encourage you not just to live anyway, anyhow, but let your light shine before men, that they will see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. To conclude, by their faith we shall know them. The world is watching us. The life we live are example to other people to follow. If we live a good, they will follow. If we live bad life, they will follow. If we live good life, some may follow. I want to encourage you today. Let us live for righteousness, because there is consequences for living the wrong life. I want you today to live to the glory of God. Let us strive to cultivate good fruit in our lives, reflecting the heart of Christ in all we do. As I close with you today, I want to encourage you, live a life that will bring glory to God, rather than living a life that will harm others and condemn you to hell tomorrow. If you are living a life that will bring glory to God, praise be to God for you. If you are not yet recognized Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you are living a life that does not bring glory to God, I want today that you checkmate yourself. Ask yourself, if I leave this world today, where would I go? And I can encourage you that if you just commit yourself to Jesus, if you just live your life for Jesus, I can assure you that heaven will be your home. May the Lord bless His word and sanctify it in the heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you so much for this message, and thank you for the wisdom. Thank you, God, for your interpretation. Thank you for everything. Take your glory now. In Jesus' name, amen.